Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Knight Rider. Today's topic, after Trump loses by a blowout on November the 8th, 2016, will the GOP still be relevant nationally? Let's get right to it. It might depend on the size of the GOP's loss in the presidential race. If Trump loses to Clinton by 15 to 20% in the popular vote, it's going to go a long way towards marginalizing the GOP for a very long time. Trump will cease to be a principal in the GOP party, as if he ever was, and the infighting will begin in earnest. The GOP's damage control won't be able to prevent the Trumpification of a good number of GOP office holders who will be flushed down the drain in the wake of a substantial Democratic upswell all across the country on November the 8th, 2016. The Democrats have the edge when it comes to voter turnout in November via the Clinton vote turnout operation, and will in turn capture a good many states that are nominally red or swing states. The Trump base, or core supporters, will fall away from the GOP as a party, and what remains of the Republican Party will be the political machine will be a threadbare contingent of party loyalists that try to keep the party apparatus on a life support mode of existence. They will revert to being a southern-based party with greatly diminished prospects of returning to a truly national presence politically. The Democrats will control the White House, the U.S. Senate, and at the very least will be roughly equal to their counterparts in the House of Representatives. If the election becomes a full-blown landslide blowout, the House of Representatives will revert back to Democratic control with Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi, again assuming the gavel. Under this scenario, the Democrats will engage in a 100-day sprint to churn out as much legislation as humanly possible while confirming the moderate nominee to the Supreme Court, the current U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Merrick Garland, to replace the late Antonin Scalia. The court then becomes a 5-4 majority that's moderate and will serve as a bulwark against the right-wing rollback case law. Of course, the party of Lincoln will be sputtering, fuming, and foaming at the mouth at their newfound precarious position of great political disadvantage. President Hillary Clinton will have the added advantage of having served in the United States Senate for 8 years, and will have a leg up on other U.S. presidents when it comes to pushing Congress to take up legislation on an expedited basis. With Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate, Madam President will have some powerful allies to produce remarkably quick legislation with minimal opposition from the Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan-led Republicans. With fellow New York Senator Chuck Schumer assuming a leadership position in the United States Senate, Madam President looks well poised to affect meaningful legislation during the first two years of her term. With far fewer filibusters and other GOP dilatory tactics, President Hillary Clinton can look forward to building on President Obama's legacy and adding significantly to the Democratic Party's agenda for social, economic, and judicial progress. Meanwhile, Donald will be on a very long, nice vacation somewhere in the south of France. Perhaps he'll set up governmental headquarters in Vichy, France, and declare himself a head of state. He's definitely a head case. That's it for tonight's Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, Knight Rider Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride and you decide.